It's a WRIL weather alert day. We have showers and thunderstorms developing across the area. It's a level one risk for severe storms with damaging winds possible. I'll show you the timeline for when the storms arrive where you are.
And breaking news, a kidnapped baby is found safe in an abandoned car in Raleigh. The search this morning for the kidnapper.
And finding teachers for your children, the hiring events for at least four local school systems that's taking place tomorrow. The teacher shortage, something we talk about a lot here. So we'll get to that story in a bit. But thanks for joining us on your Friday. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Renee Chu. Let's get you ready for the WRIL Weather Alert Day. Here's meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner to talk about the timing and the impacts.
We take a look at what's happening out there right now. Outside, we have scattered thunderstorms. Some damaging winds are possible a little later on this afternoon, as well as some flooding as we continue to see these storms moving from south to north across the area. Our severe weather threat includes the entire viewing area. Damaging winds would be the biggest threat. We started to watch this line of thunderstorms down south, now starting to lift into our viewing area. So we're seeing some lightning and thunder here in Hope County and in the southern part of Cumberland County. Some of that rain is a little bit heavier now. We'll zoom in and you can see some of that rain around Fayetteville. That's stretching up into Harnett County. We've had a little thunder and lightning in parts of Moore County as well. We'll head up to the north. We can see this band of rain moving through Apex. So southern part of Wake County beginning to see some of this. Some showers in Pittsburgh. This is also moving across Jordan Lake toward Chapel Hill and Durham. Most of this is on the lighter side right now, but as we head through the morning, the rain is likely to pick up in intensity. Let's take a look at Sanford, where we had a shower move through earlier. You can see it is still a bit damp there. Futurecast continues to show this wave of rain down to our south, lifting northward. We'll see some heavier rain moving through the triangle area between 10 and noon, and then that continues to move northward through around 2 or 3 o'clock. It's possible that right around the evening commute, we would see a quick break in the precipitation, but all that sun's energy hitting the Earth's surface and interacting with the moisture in the atmosphere will likely pop up more thunderstorms. There's 7 p.m. with a wave of thunderstorms. That one right there certainly has the potential to produce some severe storms. That could continue up until around midnight tonight. Heading out the door, temperatures mid-50s to mid-60s, depending on where you are, and it'll be a mild afternoon with temperatures in the low 70s. Right now, most of Saturday and Sunday look fairly dry, but Sunday night, we're under a WRIL weather alert for a level one risk of severe storms. I'll show you the timeline coming up, Brian.
Here at 8:02, new information. We have a crash over on the eastern, or rather the northern side of Apex at 64 eastbound at Laura Duncan Road. Heavy delays coming in from Salem Street. Still working to get that crash cleared. Also, just getting reports of a crash in Garner on 401 or Fayetteville Road right around Mechanical Boulevard. And those northbound delays leaving Fuquay heading into Garner now begin. Before you get to the Old Stage Road area, we're looking at almost a 20-minute backup on 401 northbound heading out of Fuquay up toward Garner. You might consider using L'Aquila Road as a good alternate route. Of course, we've been tracking the showers. Elizabeth mentioned that we are starting to see rain moving into the southern side of Wake County, 401 there between Fuquay and Garner. Also in Apex, U.S. 1 and 64, 540 there on the southwest side of Wake County. Seeing some showers right now. Also watching a thunderstorm in northern Cumberland County, and that's where the WRIL storm tracker is on 295 in Spring Lake. Radar indicating that they're about to move into some pretty heavy rain there, and you can see the windshield wipers going. A lot of us are seeing wet roads this morning, so you do need to slow down. We're continuing to track those storms and also tracking the roads. Another update in just a few minutes.
Breaking news. Raleigh police are searching for the person who kidnapped a baby, then left the child alone in the car. The investigation spanned two scenes, stretching from Capitol Boulevard to East Millbrook Road. Police had crime scene tape up right until 4 this morning. WRIL's Keenan Willer joins us live from where the baby was found, safe at a gas station. Keenan, walk us through what you've learned.
It all came to an end here at this Marathon station at Millbrook and Departure Drive. That's where they found the discarded car and the child safe inside. But it all started about an hour earlier at this gas station, an Exxon station on Capitol Boulevard. Around 10:20 last night, Raleigh police say that the car, a gray Ford crossover, was stolen with the baby inside. About an hour went by with police and the family frantically searching to try and recover the car and the child. And then around 11:20, that's when they found it, discarded here at the Marathon station on Millbrook. Police went over the vehicle, found the child inside, and the baby was checked up by an EMS crew to make sure that they were totally safe. But police now moving into the investigation phase of this, trying to find the person who was actually behind the wheel, the suspect in this case. They've been going over security footage from the marathon, trying to find and identify that suspect. And they're asking anyone in the community who may have seen any part of this to come forward and help them with their inquiry. Keenan Willard, WRL News.
This morning, there's still no one in custody more than 24 hours after a deadly shooting at a pool party. 15-year-old Joyana Parcel died and five others were hurt in the violence on Wednesday evening in Goldsboro. More than 160 people came together last night for a vigil and a march in her honor. The city's mayor tells WREL Parcel's death is a wake-up call to stop youth violence.
It takes the community, it takes pastors, it takes parents, it takes school teachers, it takes fellow students to work together and try to come up with some solutions.
The five teens who were hurt are in stable condition in the hospital. Police have not named a suspect in the shooting, but say there's no ongoing threat to the public.
Durham police are looking for answers this morning after the 18th shooting involving a child in Durham so far this year. Officers spent nearly 12 hours on the scene on Carter Avenue, clearing out after midnight. They found a person who had been shot to death. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. The victim's family tells us this was a teenager, but neither they nor police are sharing a name right now. We're also working to learn whether someone is in custody. Now, if the recent gun violence has you feeling anxious or depressed and you would like to talk to someone, check out WRL.com. We have a link to our Get Help section as part of this story.
Fayetteville police are asking for your help to find a missing man. Take a look. This is Michael Ranson. He was last seen yesterday on Babcock Court wearing a dark jacket with green pajama pants and black shoes. Ranson is 56 and is believed to have a cognitive impairment. Call 911 if you know where he is.
Four local school systems are hoping to attract new talent this weekend as they deal with the fallout of an ongoing teacher shortage. Wake County is holding a hiring event tomorrow at Knightdale High School. It runs from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. The district tells us they're mostly looking for general education and special ed teachers. Johnston County is holding a job fair from 9 to noon tomorrow morning at West Johnston High. The school system has about 150 positions open and is offering several recruitment bonuses. Durham Public Schools also has a job fair tomorrow. It's from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Hillside High School. You do have to register in advance for this one. And rounding out the list, Orange County Schools is holding a job fair of its own tomorrow from 9 to noon. That will happen at Cedar Ridge High in Hillsboro.
Today, local faith leaders will call for an end to the death penalty here in North Carolina. A group will gather this morning to deliver a letter signed by nearly 300 leaders from all faiths to Governor Cooper. They're asking the governor to commute the death sentences of all 137 people on death row in our state to prison terms. This is video from when the campaign launched back in December. Supporters believe the death penalty is racist and often used against innocent people. The last execution in North Carolina was 2006. The mother of a Virginia six-year-old who shot his teacher is expected in court today. Deja Taylor turned herself in to the Newport News Sheriff's Office yesterday and posted bond. She's charged with felony child neglect and recklessly leaving a firearm to endanger a child. Authorities say her son took the gun to his first grade classroom in January and shot his teacher. She suffered gunshot wounds to her hand and chest. The child will not be criminally charged.
Breaking news. We now know when the Carolina Hurricanes will open their run for the Stanley Cup. The NHL released a schedule for the first two playoff games just after 2 this morning. The Hurricanes will open their first round series with the New York Islanders on Monday night at PNC Arena. The Canes clinched the Metro Division title last night with a 6-4 win over the Florida Panthers. They'll host the wildcard Islanders for games 1 and 2 of their playoff series Monday and Wednesday. The NHL plans to announce the rest of the playoff schedule tonight.
New affordable housing for seniors is opening up today in Durham. A celebration is planned at 10 o'clock this morning for the Joyce. This is video of construction last year. The mixed income community on Moorhead Avenue has 80 apartment units, common areas, and also green spaces. It's named in honor of Joyce Nichols, a Duke graduate who became the first woman in the country to receive a formal education as a physician assistant. She also opened up the state's first rural health clinic.
Former President Donald Trump is answering questions about the Trump Organization fraud case. He spent nearly 7 hours in New York Attorney General Letitia James's office during a deposition yesterday. Trump repeatedly invoked the Fifth Amendment the first time he was questioned in the case. James sued Trump last year, claiming that he and his family misled banks and business associates. This is separate from the felony criminal charges against Trump filed by the Manhattan DA.
New clues this morning into a motive behind that mass shooting at a bank in Louisville, Kentucky. What doctors hope to learn by looking at the brain of the 25-year-old shooter. And caught on camera, two men on the run after robbing landscapers at gunpoint in a Cary neighborhood. What they got away with.
It's a WREL weather alert day. I'm tracking thunderstorms in our southern counties moving northward. I'll show you the timeline for storms throughout the day coming up.
Welcome back. We are on a WREL weather alert day. Rain moving across our area right now. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by to time everything out for us and tell us what we can expect throughout the day, Elizabeth.
We do have a level one risk for severe storms across the viewing area and a level one risk for flooding as well. And so that's why we're under a WREL weather alert day today. Let's take a look at the radar to begin with. We've been following a line of thunderstorms that moved from South Carolina into our southern counties. We're seeing some lightning strikes now in Hope County. It's also going to be moving up toward Fayetteville and Cumberland County. This whole line continues to shift northward. It's been fairly patchy right around the Triangle area so far. Let's zoom in a little more closely and you can see again, a little heavier here just to the east of Southern Pines back through Fayetteville and some lightning along with this. Right now, we're not seeing winds at severe level, but it's likely to be fairly gusty. Some heavy rain and lightning with this band that's moving northward. We're seeing more of this rain starting to move on up through parts of Harnett County into the southern part of Wake County. A little shower through Apex and Raleigh, as well as Siler City. And we've seen some rain so far this morning down around Sanford and in Moore County as well. Here's a look at that severe weather threat. It does cover the entire viewing area today, with damaging winds being our biggest threat. Here's the big picture. We have a low pressure system that's been moving up out of the Gulf of Mexico. Out ahead of it to the east, we have a line of thunderstorms that's developed ahead of that trough or warm front that has developed. And take a look at Futurecast. From here through the next several hours, we see these storms beginning to intensify and moving north across the Triangle area from Goldsboro to Rocky Mount to Roxboro right around lunchtime. That continues to move northward. Storms will continue to develop, but the models continue to hint at a little bit of a break in the precipitation, maybe even a little bit of sunshine between 4 and maybe 6 p.m. But what happens then as we see the sun's energy interacting with the Earth's surface and the precipitation or the lingering moisture in the atmosphere and firing up more storms? So look at this. At 7 o'clock, we see this line of thunderstorms that moves across the area. And we can certainly have the potential for some severe storms. Then things do begin to quiet down once we get past midnight or so. Much of Saturday, minus a little isolated shower, and most of the day Sunday stays quiet. You can see here Sunday morning at 8 a.m. we'll see increasing clouds, but late in the evening and overnight we'll have the chance of a few thunderstorms. It's looking a little weaker here than it did yesterday, but the Storm Prediction Center has put us under a level one risk for severe storms for Sunday. Again, not likely to see much of that before 5 o'clock. So if you have outdoor plans on Sunday, an isolated shower could pop up. But because of this level one severe risk for Sunday night, we are under a WREL weather alert day. How much rain are we likely to see? The models have backed off on that a little bit as well. Probably widespread half an inch with some totals up to an inch in spots. We do still have some lingering river flooding from last weekend. The Tar River at Tarboro, we're seeing minor flooding with Riverside Park affected. And in areas that we see an inch of rain, we could see those bumping up again. Kewgrass Festival in Raleigh, it does really look like it's going to be nice for that. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds at lunchtime, 74. This is going to be in downtown Raleigh, 77 at 6 o'clock when things wrap up. An isolated shower is possible during Saturday and again during the day Sunday. But Sunday night, we have that chance for some storms. So again, we have two WREL weather alert days in our 7-day forecast, Brian.
Just about 8:17 right now. Need to talk about some big backups in Wake County. We have a crash on 401 or Fayetteville Road at Mechanical Boulevard in Garner. Very heavy northbound delays that begin between 1010 Road and Old Stage Road. So leaving Fuquay heading up to Garner this morning, you're going to run into about a 30-minute traffic jam on that northbound side of 401. Consider using Lake Wheeler Road as a better alternate route. Also at Apex, still watching this crash on 64 at Laura Duncan Road with some pretty heavy eastbound delays coming in from Salem Street. Watching dual Doppler 5000 radar with showers moving through Cary and Morrisville up toward the airport and eventually on into South Durham, but more significant rainfall to our south, including in Cumberland County around Spring Lake. And that's where the WRL storm tracker is this morning with meteorologist Anthony Baglione. Anthony, I was just looking at the video there. You all were running into some standing water.
Brian, yeah, just like you said, we're north of Spring Lake, kind of north and northwest, but I'm going to give you an idea here of what we're seeing out on the roadways. We certainly were in that more curbside lane, the right lane there, and we kind of had to get in this other one because the drains here on the roads are really struggling to kind of get some of that water out of here. It was flying up onto the windshield and making it very difficult to see. And so right now, this batch that we're in is pretty much the heaviest that we're seeing here across our viewing area. We went from even some sunshine up toward Raleigh, further south, exactly like we were expecting here. Very, very torrential rainfall. Those windshield wipers are definitely going. So take it slow out here. The heaviest of this is continuing to push up toward the triangle, and we'll continue to watch it here as we go throughout this morning. But certainly some very heavy rainfall here in the WRAL storm tracker. We'll send it back to you guys.
All right, Anthony, I'll take it from here in the WRAL live scene. I want to take you to these live pictures right now in Dublin, Ireland. There you see Air Force One preparing to depart Dublin, Ireland. Of course, President Biden has been in Ireland for the last 4 days on a trip that was part diplomacy and part personal. The president's ancestors immigrated from Ireland back in the 1800s. He did a number of diplomatic stops while he was here. He met with British Prime Minister Sushi Nayak. He also met with the president of Ireland. He spent some time with a Gaelic sports demonstration yesterday. Last night, of course, he had a dinner there in Ireland. He also was there really to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement that ended the violence in Northern Ireland 25 years ago. But again, this is a live look at Air Force One getting ready to depart Ireland back to the United States.
Ken, thanks. Tests will determine whether the Kentucky bank shooter was suffering from a brain disorder caused by concussions. Connor Sturgeon's father says the process of studying the 25-year-old's brain for CTE has already begun. Results are expected in about a few weeks. CTE is degeneration of the brain caused by repeated trauma to the head. A family friend says Sturgeon had three significant concussions while playing football and basketball when he was in eighth and ninth grade. Sturgeon killed five people in Monday's mass shooting in Louisville. Eight others were hurt, with one still in critical condition.
State investigators now say there's no need for charges in the deadly police shooting of a man in Holly Springs. The FBI issued its final report last night on the shooting of Ryan Schlosser. Police killed him just days before Christmas at a home on Cobalt Creek Way. Officers say Schlosser was acting erratically, blocking a neighbor from their driveway, then running into a home. The FBI says officers were justified in using deadly force since they felt threatened.
Investigators are looking into the cause of a fire that forced a person out of their home in Raleigh. This happened around 8 last night on Somerset Road. Firefighters say they managed to put out the flames in about 15 minutes. No one was hurt. The one person who was forced out is now staying with family.
Questions are growing this morning about an ethics controversy surrounding Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. ProPublica now reports that conservative mega donor Harlan Crow bought three properties belonging to Justice Thomas for more than $100,000 back in 2014. That purchase was never reported. Members of the Supreme Court are required to disclose real estate transactions of that size. The news comes a week after another ProPublica report found that Crow gifted Thomas and his wife hundreds of thousands of dollars of vacations for decades. Thomas has not responded to the newest report. And the FAA says it has sent 250 cases of unruly passengers to the FBI since late 2021. But officials say the frequency of these incidents is slowing. One of the most recent cases was last month when a man tried to stab a flight attendant with a broken spoon. The FAA says it sent 17 cases to the FBI in the first 3 months of this year. Airlines have reported fewer cases of unruly passengers since last April. That's when a federal judge struck down the requirement that people wear masks on planes.
The Southern Ideal Home Show returns to the North Carolina State Fairgrounds today. There will be all sorts of home improvement vendors there this year, along with HGTV's Bargain Mansion host Tamara Day. This is video from last year. You can expect to find both interior and exterior design ideas and inspiration. The home show hours are 10 to 6 today and Saturday and goes from 11 to 6 on Sunday. Tickets are $12.
Families will gather tonight at the Museum of Life and Science in Durham to dance and raise money for a good cause. The nonprofit Equity Before Birth is marking Black Maternal Health Week with a fundraiser. The money raised will go toward giving Black families access to baby essentials, education, and also transportation to prenatal appointments. The event runs from 4 to 7.
State leaders marked Black Maternal Health Week last night with a screening of the WRL documentary Critical Term, Why Are Black Mothers and Babies Dying? Black moms are twice as likely to die in childbirth than white mothers in North Carolina. Critical Term examines the maternal and infant crisis and the steps being taken to address the situation. You can watch it anytime on WRL.com. Click on the documentary section.
We're following breaking news out of Raleigh this morning. The search is on for a kidnapper after a baby is found in an abandoned car at a gas station. And the man who went to prison after the disastrous fire festival says he's going to do it again. What he says about fire.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Friday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. We are under a WRAL weather alert day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by. Elizabeth, we're already seeing that rain under a level one risk for today.
Rain and thunderstorms moving into the viewing area now. We do have that risk for severe storms with the potential for damaging wind across the entire viewing area all the way up until around midnight tonight. We've had some thunderstorms starting to move northward down around Hope County, Cumberland County, and look at that, a brand new lightning strike there up near Durham. So the thunderstorms are beginning to lift northward. We're not seeing winds strong enough to be severe yet, but that is possible as we get through the day today. We're seeing a stronger band of rain from Apex down through Fuquay, a little bit of thunder and lightning developing along that as well. All these storms are going to be moving from south to north. Some of these will produce some heavy rain and gusty winds at times today. We may get a little bit of a lull in the action in the evening, and then we're back at it again overnight tonight. Take a look at Apex with that line that's moving through there. We're seeing some wet conditions. So we're seeing that chance ramping up, especially around the triangle as we get through the morning hours. A brief break around 4 or 5 o'clock, and then those chances go up again tonight. Brian?
It is 8:27 right now, and we have a crash on 401 Fayetteville Road at Mechanical Boulevard in Garner. Heavy delays as you head away from Fuquay Marina up toward Garner this morning. We're looking at a backup of about 32 minutes there on that northbound side of 401. Consider using Lake Wheeler Road as a good alternate route this morning. Looks like that crash in Apex on 64 Laura Duncan Road is clear in the past couple of minutes, and traffic is flowing a lot more freely. As Elizabeth mentioned, in southern Wake County, we're seeing some pretty heavy rain there in Apex and Holly Springs. The WRL storm tracker on the road right now in western Harnett County, and you can see where the windshield wipers are going, and we are dealing with those wet conditions.
All right, thanks, Brian. More news, weather, and traffic on Fox 50.
It's a WRL weather alert day. We're already seeing showers and thunderstorms moving across parts of our viewing area. I'll show you when to expect those where you are.
And we're following breaking news this morning. A kidnapped baby is found safe in an abandoned car in Raleigh. The search this morning for the kidnapper.
And finding teachers for your children. The hiring events for at least 4 local school systems taking place tomorrow. Welcome to your Friday. We have a lot of new information to tell you about of the WRL Weather Alert Day. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu in for Jeff.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, we are under a level one severe risk for most of our area. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by, timing everything out for us. Elizabeth, it's already raining, though.
We do have showers and thunderstorms that are moving up from the south across the viewing area right now. We're going to see those on and off all day. A couple of things that are new this morning. One, the amount of rain that we may see today is a little bit reduced, and the timing of this is a little slower than yesterday. So we are starting to see the showers and thunderstorms moving into the region right now. Wind damage is going to be our biggest threat with our are severe risk, and it does cover the entire viewing area. We also have the potential for some flooding potentially later on. Take a look at the thunderstorms. We've been watching them come across the border from South Carolina, and we're beginning to see more of these really popping up as the cells start to intensify as they move northward. So some rain and thunder and lightning around Southern Pines, back down toward Rayford, around Fayetteville, on up through Harnett County, around Sanford, and then we'll head to the north. We just started to see this band producing a little bit of lightning, too, as it moves through Chapel Hill and up to Durham. That's fairly light rain, but may intensify as we're starting to see a little bit of lightning with that. Also, some heavier rain from Apex down through Fuquay Varina and into Harnett County. So we'll continue to see all of this lifting northward as we get through the day today. The rain just started in Chapel Hill. I pulled this up about 5 minutes ago, and it wasn't raining yet. So you can see folks out and about with their umbrellas. This is going to be a bit of a heavy band, and there could be some lightning associated with it. We've had a couple of rounds of showers moving through Sanford right now. You can see how cloudy it is, but it looks like the rain has taken a break, at least for the moment. Again, everything moves from south to north as we get through the day today. We're going to see this band of rain moving through. We really don't get much of a break from now up until around 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And then we might see a little bit of sunshine. If we see some sunshine interacting with the moisture that's remaining, then we are likely to see some more thunderstorms developing during the evening. You can see that line that develops between 7 and 9 moving across the area. That could be with us all the way up until midnight. We could have a chance for some severe storms there. Our temperature is currently anywhere from the upper 50s to mid 60s, so it's a very warm start out there this morning. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on and off for most of the day today. Our high temperature is 78. It'll be on the quieter side Saturday and Sunday, but Sunday night we'll have a line of thunderstorms that could come through. We have a level one risk for severe storms and a WRAL weather alert day for Sunday. We'll talk more about that coming up. Brian?
Here at 8:33, we are tracking some heavy delays on 401 northbound heading away from Fuquay Varina up toward Garner. I've been watching these backups here on that northbound side of 401 beginning just before you get to the Old Stage Road area. In the past couple of minutes, I've noticed that traffic is clearing up a little bit around that reported crash at Mechanical Boulevard. So it looks like they may have started to make some progress getting that cleared, but we're still seeing some lingering backups, about a 17-minute slowdown showing up there on that northbound side of 401, leaving Fuquay heading toward Garner. Watching a little bit of a backup on 440 westbound between Lake Boone Trail and Wade Avenue, but otherwise we're in pretty good shape around the triangle with fairly light volume on I-40 all the way through Wake County and into Durham and Orange County. Of course, we've been watching dual Doppler 5000 radar this morning. We've got some very heavy rain right now over Apex, US 1 and 55 down into Holly Springs. That is a pretty nasty drive right now, leaving Fuquay Varina heading up toward the Apex area. So allow some extra time there. And we've been watching these thunderstorms moving north from the northern side of Harnett County through western Harnett County into Lee County. And that's where the WRL storm tracker is this morning on 87 and 24 there heading towards Sanford. Let's check in with meteorologist Anthony Bagley-Owen. How are conditions right now, Anthony?
Brian, we are still in that pretty moderate to heavy rainfall here. I'll give you a look outside right now on, like you said, this is 87. Just about a minute ago, or of course, right before we came on the air, there was a lightning strike. Certainly heard the thunder. It was probably pretty close to us because that thunder came right after the lightning strike. But nonetheless, here we are seeing some pretty moderate rainfall in some spots. There are some off and on breaks for us out there. Looks like a little bit of a lighter coverage here right now for us out there at this point. Still, though, take it slow as you're on the roads this morning. We're watching all of this coverage heading up to the north. The triangle certainly going to be affected. Our northern counties, you are dry right now, but certainly this is on the way, and we will continue to watch it here as we go throughout this morning in the WRAL Storm Tracker. Michelle?
I'll take it from here. Still looking very messy out there. This morning, there's no one in custody more than 24 hours after a deadly shooting at a pool party. 15-year-old Joyana Pearsall died and five others were hurt in the violence Wednesday evening in Goldsboro. More than 160 people came together last night for a vigil and a march in her honor. The organizer tells WRAL Pearsall's death is a wake-up call to stop youth violence.
Sometimes it takes one event to make a change, and I'm praying that this is the change that's going to make change Goldsboro and the climate in our city.
The five teens who were hurt are in stable condition in the hospital. Police have not yet named a suspect in the shooting, but they say there is no ongoing threat to the public.
Durham police are looking for answers this morning after the 18th shooting involving a child in Durham so far this year. Officers spent nearly 12 hours on the scene on Carter Avenue, clearing out only after midnight. Police found a person who had been shot to death. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. The victim's family tells us this was a teenager, but neither they nor police are sharing a name. We're also working to learn if someone is in custody.
With only a couple months left in the school year, school systems across the area are already working to make sure they have enough teachers for next year. At least four hiring events are happening tomorrow. WRL's Naya Harden is live at the Wake County Bus Yard, Wake County Schools being one district working to address the teacher shortage. Naya.
Yeah, we've been talking about the bus driver shortage, but now they are focusing on the teachers. We know that there is a big need for them as well. And they're now trying to get people who may not be a teacher right now. They say that those who are looking to get into a teaching career, that it's possible. And Wake County says all they need is a bachelor's degree. They're looking for several types of teachers, general education and special education teachers. There's also a big need for teachers in math, science, and elementary education. Johnson County Schools says they also have a need to fill those positions and are looking to fill 150 jobs. This year, they are offering a bonus of up to $4,000 that's split into monthly payments over time. Both Wake and Johnston schools will have their job fairs tomorrow, as well as Durham and Orange County. And we've posted all the information on locations and times for those events on our website, WRL.com, and the WRL News app. Naya Harden, WRL News in Raleigh.
Fayetteville police are asking for your help finding a missing man. Take a look. This is a picture of Michael Ranson. He was last seen yesterday on Babcock Court wearing a dark jacket with green pajama pants and black shoes. Ranson is 56. He's believed to have a cognitive impairment. Call 911 if you happen to see him.
An Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified documents from the Pentagon is due to appear in federal court. Federal authorities arrested 21-year-old Jack Teixeira of the Massachusetts Air National Guard yesterday. He's accused of leaking documents online about Russia and the war in Ukraine. Some of these documents were shared with a small group on the chat app Discord. President Biden said the leaks don't appear to reveal current information of great consequence.
Check your flight if you're headed to Fort Lauderdale this weekend. Extreme flooding has the airport shut down until at least 9 this morning. The Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport has been closed since Wednesday night when heavy rain flooded parking lots and the runways. Wednesday was the rainiest day in the city's history, with some areas seeing almost 26 inches. And at last check, the airport will stay closed until at least 9 a.m.
Breaking news. We now know when the Carolina Hurricanes will open their run for the Stanley Cup. The NHL released the schedule for the first two playoff games just after 2 this morning. The Hurricanes will open their first round series with the New York Islanders Monday night at PNC Arena. The Canes clinched the Metro Division title last night with a 6-4 win over the Florida Panthers. They'll host the wild card Islanders for games 1 and 2 of their playoff series Monday and Wednesday. The NHL plans to announce the rest of the playoff schedule tonight.
New affordable housing for seniors is opening today in Durham. A celebration is planned at 10 this morning for The Joyce. This is video of construction last year. The mixed income community on Moorhead Avenue has 80 apartment units, common areas, and green space. It's named in honor of Joyce Nichols, a Duke graduate who became the first woman in the country to receive a formal education as a physician assistant. She also opened up the state's first rural health clinic.
Well, it's official. You can now use electric bikes on greenways in Cary. Town Council agreed on a plan last night to allow e-bikes on those paths through the end of 2024. The same plan also sets in motion work on a safety and impact study. Cary tried out a pilot program allowing e-bikes on greenways last year. Cyclists will need to follow a 15-mile-per-hour speed limit.
Landscapers robbed at gunpoint, all caught on camera. What the thieves in a Cary neighborhood managed to get away with. Plus, an end is near for the controversial ownership of the Washington Commanders by Dan Snyder, the group nearing a deal to take over the NFL team.
And today is a WRAL weather alert day, and there's some heavy rain coming down across the viewing area. Our team of meteorologists is tracking the severe storms and the threat for flooding. Rain has moved into the viewing area. This is a live look from the WRAL Storm Tracker in Hope County. Our southern communities are seeing some heavy rain right now, and that's pushing toward the triangle right now. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center to tell us about what else we could see on our WRAL Weather Alert Day.
We're seeing scattered thunderstorms. Again, as Renee said, pushing up from the south, we have a level one risk for severe storms, with the biggest threat being damaging winds. We also have a level one risk for flooding, mainly because we've had so much rain in the last week, namely last weekend, that a little bit more rain could push us up to flooding in some places. Here's a look at the big picture. We have scattered thunderstorms that have developed here from our southern counties, lifting northward across the triangle. So we're seeing some scattered storms here. We also have some storms that are closer to the coast. Those are lifting northward as well. But right now, along the I-95 corridor from Johnston County northward, you're not directly in the line of any thunderstorms. But as this line continues to push northward, you will end up seeing some of those storms a little bit closer to, say, 9, 10, 11, say 10, 11 or noon. We take a look at Southern Pines, and we right here in the northern part of Hope County, that's where meteorologist Anthony Baglione is right now with the storm tracker right here near those lightning strikes. The rain started to lift north of Fayetteville, but it's moving on up into Harnett County. We'll push the map up a little bit. We're looking at some thunderstorms here in parts of Chatham County, lifting northward into Durham County and the western part of Wake County. All this is going to continue all day long. We have our level one severe threat that covers the entire viewing area today, with that risk for damaging winds. That chance goes up more later this afternoon. A level one risk of flooding, again, because our rivers are high and our ground is saturated from last weekend's rain, we could end up seeing flooding a little bit quicker than we would normally see with just an inch of rain. You can see we have a trough or a front that is lifting up toward North Carolina. That's what's helping to fire up these thunderstorms right now. Checking future cast, this wave that's moving up across the triangle area continues through lunchtime. You can see how it intensifies a little bit between Roxborough and Goldsboro, and our northeastern counties finally start to see that closer to lunchtime. It is likely to continue on and off for most of the afternoon. Models continue to show a bit of a break in the clouds right around the time of the evening commute. But what will happen then when the sunshine hits the Earth's surface and starts to the Earth's surface starts to collect that energy and releases it back into the atmosphere with a lot of moisture in the atmosphere, will likely end up with more storms developing. And you can see that between 7 and 11 o'clock. That line of thunderstorms moving through, I feel like, would bring us a pretty good chance of seeing some wind damage. Let's take a look at what happens beyond that. And we're looking at a fairly quiet day Saturday with just a small chance of a shower. Same thing during the day on Sunday, but Sunday night we'll have a cold front that comes through that could bring some severe storms. We have a level one risk for severe storms Sunday night. So we do have a WRAL weather alert day now posted for Sunday as well. 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms today into the evening. Saturday, just a 10% of a chance of a shower. We couldn't completely rule it out. Same thing Sunday. Ahead of that line of storms, we could see a few isolated showers in the afternoon, but the best chance of rain will be Sunday night with the front coming through. Of course, the Durham Bulls have a homestand this weekend, and because it looks a little drier Saturday and Sunday, I think it's going to be fine for that. They're all prepared for the rain today. 66 degrees. We'll see a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Saturday at game time, 6:30, 76 degrees. Sunday, 79. That's a 5 o'clock game. Expect that, you know, as we get farther into the evening, there may be some scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, but I think probably they won't happen until at least the very end of the game. Taste of China Festival on Saturday. Anything you have planned on Saturday looks good. Keep in mind there could be an isolated shower, but the bulk of the day will stay dry. At lunchtime, 74, 77 degrees. At 6 o'clock. And Renee Chu is going to be there at the beginning of the festival to MC for a little while, and she promises the food is phenomenal. I'm sure that it is. Weather alert day today and Sunday, and then after that, we have some nice quiet weather for next week. Ryan?
8:48 right now. Good news in Garner. That earlier crash at Fayetteville Road at Mechanical Boulevard has cleared now. Just a little bit of a lingering delay on a 401 northbound approaching the Old Stage Road area. We're watching that thunderstorm moving through western Wake County right now. This is the live camera camera at US 1 at 540 in Apex. You can see where the rain has left behind some pretty wet conditions there. A lot of lightning showing up there as you head along 64 and US 1 on into Morrisville, 54 through Cary out toward Morrisville, and all of that is heading up toward I-40 in the airport. So that ride between Raleigh and RTP is going to be pretty wet. Seeing a thunderstorm moving over Harris Lake right now. So US 1 heading out of Apex back towards Sanford, looking at some pretty wet conditions and heavy rainfall. The WRL storm tracker right now is on the eastern side of Sanford in eastern Lee County. Let's check in with meteorologist Anthony Baglione. And I see some water there already piling up there on the ditches. A lot of rain coming down.
Yeah, Brian, definitely lots of rainfall here over the past little while. We're driving through this area that you can see the cornfields on the left right there. And definitely the water has certainly been kind of, as you said, piling up, having not a lot of places to go here with it coming down pretty fast. We're continuing to travel up to the north here, but if you remember last week on Friday where we had multiple flash flood warnings across our area, we do not have that right now. But I would anticipate here with this rain just pouring in some spots and more on the way throughout today, that certainly we could see that localized flash flooding. So just take it slow if you're out there today. Make sure to just be careful. Otherwise, we've seen a few of those lightning strikes. Certainly been a messy start to the morning. And there you can see potentially a little bit of a lighter pocket that we're going into right now. So it really just depends on where you're at. We will continue to monitor it here this morning, though. Just make sure to take it slow. We'll send it back to you in the studio.
All right. Thank you, Anthony. And we're going to get to Keenan Willard. He has some breaking news involving a person who kidnapped a baby and then left the child alone in the car. The investigation spanned two scenes stretching from Capitol Boulevard to East Millbrook Road. Keenan Willard tells us the baby was found safe.
This is the gas station, the Marathon, at the intersection of Millbrook and Departure Drive, where police found that gray crossover vehicle abandoned with the child safe inside. But it all started hours earlier, or 1 hour earlier, at this gas station at Capitol Boulevard. This is an Exxon station where police say around 10:20 last night, the gray Ford crossover was stolen with the baby inside. The police and the family frantically searching for an hour until around 11:20 when it was found here at the Marathon station on Millbrook. And police combed through the vehicle, found the child safe inside, and the baby was checked up by an EMS team. Police are now searching for the person who was behind the wheel, the suspect in this case. They went through the surveillance footage here at the Marathon, had a clerk brought in to actually open it and give them access, and they are now searching for the suspect or persons of interest who may have been involved in this case. They're asking the public to come forward with anything they may know about this situation. Keenan Willard, WRL News.
Cary police are searching for two men caught on camera robbing a landscaping crew. Take a look at this. The video shows a silver Honda Accord pulling past the worker's truck and parking on the street. This happened Tuesday afternoon. And you can see two men jumping out, and one of them has a gun in each hand. Police say the pair got away with a concrete saw and a backpack blower. Neighbors say they're shocked at how brazen the robbers were.
Just the whole idea that somebody would be so aggressive to do something like that is really sad.
WRL reached out to the landscaping crew. They did not want to do an interview, but they did tell us they're grateful no one was hurt.
Two barbecue festivals and the one and only Harlem Globetrotters are on Out and About's picks for this weekend. And WRL Lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan has the details. Kathy, let's start talking barbecue here first, because we all love barbecue, right?
We got to talk about barbecue. Okay, the Peak City Pig Fest is going to start at 5 p.m. tonight, continue Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. over in downtown Apex. There's going to be live music, a beer garden, lots of barbecue competitions. Admission is free.
And then, Kathy, on Saturday, we have the return of a popular downtown Raleigh festival as well.
The North Carolina Cuegrass Festival. It's going to be held from noon to 6 p.m. on Saturday on Fayetteville Street. Now, the Pit hosts this event each year, so you know there's going to be great barbecue. There's two stages of music, a draft beer tent, a silent auction, and WRL's Keenan Willard is hosting it, so even more of a reason to go.
Exactly. It's going to be a great time. And then tomorrow, you can also experience an extravaganza of Chinese food and culture in Cary as well.
This is a great event. The Taste of China Festival will take over the old library site on Academy Street from noon to 5. There's going to be cultural performances, exhibits, and of course, great food. Admission's free, and Renee Chu will be there to MC for the first few hours, so another great reason to go.
And she said the food is fantastic as well, so gotta go to that. And then Sunday, the Harlem Globetrotters, they're in Raleigh.
They're so much fun, okay? The Globetrotters are famous. They're bringing their 2023 World Tour to PNC Arena on Sunday. It's a great family-friendly pick for the weekend. Expect some high-flying fun. Tickets are still available.
All right, Kathy, thank you so much. We're going to go to break. We'll be back in just a minute.